If you've listened to our podcast for a while now, you know that I enjoy talking to you about the challenges our agency, Nada PR, faces. Why? Because quite often, I'm sure you have the same questions. I'm sure you wonder sometimes, should we work on a project basis rather than a full year contract with a PR agency? How should we choose between a 12-month contract and a, let's say, a shorter contract? So this is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this episode 106 of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, annual or project-based contracts. So this is what we're talking about in this episode. It's a question many people ask us, and I'm sure you are wondering. So let me tell you four reasons why investing in a very short-term contract with a public relations agency isn't the best decision you can make, especially if you are in a consumer good product, you have a product launch or store opening, boutique opening. So here are four reasons why you should not sign with a PR firm for a very short-term contract. Reason number one, unless you're already well-known, you're a famous brand, your PR agency will need time to get the attention of media and influencers. It takes time to attract their attention, especially if they don't know you. That's reason number one. Reason number two, not to have a too short contract. The major media outlets and influencers, you know, the top ones, they are already super busy, so they're not waiting around for your news. They don't even know you exist. Number three, I always say that. No one knows you've worked on this event for months and on these products for years. Nobody knows. Nobody knows that you're about to send a press release. So it takes time, right, to catch their attention. Number four, know that, like key media, let's say major newspapers, they will select their topics weeks ahead of time, if not months, especially when it comes to magazines. Sometimes it's 6 months before the publication of the magazine. For example, my partner is in New York right now. It's August and he's presenting winter clothing to top tier magazines. So just so you know. So four reasons why you should be careful and not sign for a very short-term contract. Sometimes, you know, young agencies, they want so much to work for you, they will sell you like a 3-4 weeks contract. So be aware, because you might invest money in there and might be very disappointed. So number one, unless you're known, know that it takes time to attract the attention of media and influencers. Number two, major media outlets and influencers, they are already highly busy and sought after. So they receive sometimes, some of them, hundreds, if not thousands of requests per day. And number three, no one knows. You've written the press release that you're about to send. Number four, key media sometimes choose their topics weeks, if not months ahead before the publication. So know this, if you retain the services of a PR agency, just so that they can invite the media and influencers to your event or your launch or an opening of some sort, you'll most certainly be denying yourself the major benefits of publications that might talk about you after your events. Yes, simply because, for example, the journalist that you want absolutely to come because he knows your field so well, he knows your business. So, well, maybe that journalist wasn't free that day. And that influencer who's crazy about your product category is on vacation or unavailable for personal reasons. That's why at Nada PR, we always recommend several months, even for a store opening, because that's how you're going to maximize your visibility and your investment, really. So you can work with PR agencies on a non-annual basis, but if they're trying to sell you 1 month service, really resist, because you'll, I guarantee you, you will be disappointed at the results. Unless, you know, you're Coca-Cola or something huge and big. But if nobody knows you and you're not that known, really resist. You're going to be losing money. It's not money well spent. And listen to this. So one of our clients who we did PR for when they opened their first store in Canada is still getting mileage out of many articles that appeared in top papers in the market where they opened the store, like for weeks and months after the store unveiling. Because this is one thing to create a buzz and have people come, but as you know, not everybody's going to go the week following or the day following the opening, right? You want to have other clients come on a regular basis. So others discovered our client in, let's say, fashion magazines that covered this new store opening sometimes weeks, if not months after. If our job had just been to announce the opening, our client wouldn't have seen any profit from those major after effects. You know, if major newspapers, it takes weeks sometimes before they talk about something. Yeah, especially if you're opening a flagship store and you are new in the market. Please make sure you hire PR agency for a few months, 3, 4, 6. Here's another example. Another client that we, for whom we had an annual contract, had to cancel our contract and terminate it during the pandemic. Well, it was so obvious because they didn't have the resources to pay us. It's a beautiful company that I still love. It's a women's business clothing brand. And since, you know, all their customers were working from home for maybe, yeah, more than a year, even 2 years, many of these women didn't need suits. They didn't need a new suits, and their sales were like really free fall. They were like in this crazy situation. So, of course, we totally understood that they had to make budget choices and they had to put PR on hold. We understand that. But listen to this. About, yeah, close to 6 months after the contract ended, and we had done a good 6 months of work, probably prior, not, maybe 4 months, maybe not six, a top journalist wanted to do a profile on our client. And of course, we didn't tell that journalist, well, sorry, we don't work for that brand anymore, because you know what? Our job is also to serve journalists, so we never do that. So we set up the interview so our client could get this major feature on her business and herself in a top major newspaper. And you know what? Clearly, that article was a result of our work, like our upstream work, the work we did months before. And the client also wanted to retain, of course, after that, and she said she wanted to hire us just for publications like that. Ah, listen to this. So my partner and I would love to be able to do that so we could like, boom, snap our fingers and decide that, oh, we'll have this article in the New York Times. It's going to take 4 weeks and it's going to be there. That's not the way it works, unfortunately. Public relations is not like advertising at all. So we never know exactly when. You know why? Because if a top-tier journalist chooses to talk about you, do an interview with you, first of all, it takes time. They have to do researches. And it's also a privilege. And what it's going to do, it's going to give you, bring you so much credibility. Because someone else is talking about you. Huh? There's someone between you and your clients and potential clients. Someone's telling your story. It's extremely powerful. So PR never replaces publicity, of course. We're not against publicity. I think publicity is super important to generate sales, of course. But publicity will never replace PR, because publicity is not going to build awareness. It's not going to build your credibility. The best recipe is knowing how to blend PR with social media. If you don't have enough money and you're at the beginning of your business, pairing public relations and social media is really the first step. So, conclusion, should you hire a public relations on an annual or project-based contract? Well, if you have many launches, many new products, you should go for an annual contract. But if it's for an opening of some sort, at least a few months, really. If someone is selling you something else, really be careful. Walk away. So this is what we're talking about in this episode. Hopefully you've liked that we're coming back to PR-specific topics. And I hope you've enjoyed this little break, PR break. I hope you like this episode and that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.